no talking and listening, and workers, help us with that. Sit in with them and help keep control as we go into this last time. All right, Dr. B, we're ready.
All right. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, some of you are doing terrible. Some of you are doing terrible. Hey, Miss Captain. All right. Are you doing good tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. I need to get some water because you don't want Dr. B to collapse, do you? All right. So here we are. Yeah. Really? No. All right. Welcome, parents. We're glad that you're here with us tonight. And we're getting ready for some cool science time. Alright, you excited about that? Okay, so I'm going to let your parents know and friends what we're going to be doing tonight. We're going to be doing a little bit of a review tonight and learning some new things this evening. And we're going to be doing an experiment with each day that they learn something. So we're going to start with Monday and go all the way through, okay? And we're going to do some review. Now remember what I said earlier, kids? That you're going to have to answer some questions. I'm going to ask you something, and you're going to have to let me know, okay? Like we've done every night. Think you can do that?
Yeah!
You sure?
Yeah!
Absolutely?
Yeah.
Are you ready for some cool science time?
Yeah!
All right, here we go. All right. So, we start off on Monday. Now, where did we go on Monday in our time simulation? Who remembers? Where did we go? 4,000 years B.C., and we remember this right here, 4,000 B.C. Now, what happened then? One of the girls, what happened then? How's
creation.
It? Creation. And where do we find creation?
In the Bible.
In the Bible, right? And now, what is the Bible?
God's
holy word. Does God lie?
No.
Does God know what he's talking about?
Yes.
Was God there? And so then he said in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1, right? And we also learned this. This is our verse, right? Now, I think you can help me say this right here. So, well, Dr. B, that was a long time ago. I don't know if I can remember. How do you think you can remember this? What do you think you remember? Okay, so say it with me, all right? Colossians 1:16-17. All things were created by him. And for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Now the him in here, who's that talking about?
God.
Talking about, okay, specifically, okay, we talk about God. God was there, but the Trinity was there, creation, right? God the Father,
God the Son,
God the
Holy Spirit.
Very good. So the him here in Colossians, it specifically says that he's talking about Jesus. That Jesus created all things. We were created by him and for him. And now down here at the end, and by him all things consist. You know why the universe doesn't fly apart? Because of Jesus and his power. I mean, everything that is here right now, all the planets, the universe, all of us here, we're all breathing because of the power of Jesus Christ. He's a very powerful God, isn't he? He's powerful. And you know what? We know that there are certain laws. You know, some people say a big bang happened, but that doesn't make any sense. Because whenever you pick something up, right? Whenever you, let's say, have a rock right here, what happens if I drop it? Does it hit the ceiling?
No.
No, what happens? It falls, right? Now, I'm going to bring something back tonight that you think is pretty cool. All right, now, we did successfully do this. And here it comes. All right, you remember this from Monday. All right. Now, yeah, remember this. Right, here we go. So, I'm down here. So now we see that I have a piece of wood. I call it my swing. And it has four glasses of water on it. Now, this is real water. Wonderful. It's not fake water. It's not plastic. It is real. Now, if I tip a glass, it spills, right? Now, what if I do this? Is it going to spill?
No.
No? Is it not going to spill? What if I do this? Did it spill?
No.
Did it spill? Here we go. Now, did I spill a drop?
No.
Not one drop. You know, that's called centripetal force. And you know what? God made it to where it would do that. It didn't happen by accident. God created those laws, the law of gravity, and the law that allows me to do this. Would spin water around without spilling. Pretty cool, huh? As said, Dr. V, you spilled it the other night. I did, but that wasn't because, that wasn't God's fault. That was my leg's fault. All right, so we do that, okay? So now, where else did we go on the second night? So we went to 4000 B.C. Where did we go the next night? Who remembers? What two people did we learn about? Who remembers? Benjamin. Moses and Abraham, and that was, our first stop with Abraham was 1900 B.C., so about 2100 years after creation, right? And then we hear the promise that God made to Moses, right? And God made a promise to Abraham that he would have a son when he was old, right? Now, did God keep his promise?
Yes!
Did he keep his promise?
Yes!
Yes, he did! Now, we also, in 1490 B.C., he made a promise to Moses. And he promised Moses at the burning bush that, what? Who remembers that? Who remembers that? Let's see. One of the girls over here. Maya. That's right. Israel will be set free from Egypt. They were slaves, and that God would use Moses to do it. And he saw, and you know what caught his attention? He saw a bush burning in the wilderness, and that caught his attention. And what caused his attention was that the bush was burning, but that it wasn't consumed. It wasn't turning to ash and burning up, just like this here. Right there. Is the $50 bill still there?
Yeah.
Is this a real $50 bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it again for you. So this right here shows us, right here, that'll help you remember that. Now, did God keep his promise to Moses?
Yes,
he did. So, does God keep his promises?
Yes,
he does. What do we see here? Because why? Because, well, I don't think I can say it. I think you need to say it. Help me out with this one. This is from day two. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday and today and forever. So, if Jesus kept his promise to Abraham, he kept his promise to Moses, but what else did he promise in the Old Testament? Who remembers that? Yes. That he was going to come. Why? Why was he going to come? Cameron. Very, very good. He promised to come and save mankind from their sin. Now, what sin? Tell me that. What sin? That's it.
Everything we do wrong, Lord, is sin.
That's right. Sin is breaking God's law. Very, very good. You've been listening very, very well. And so right here, Jesus came and he made a promise. And he came around 4 B.C., 0 A.D., right around there. Jesus came and he was born. And he was born, and he was 100% God and 100% man. And he lived a perfect life. And he was a young boy, just like the boys here. But with one very important difference, he didn't disobey his parents. He never lied. He never sinned one time. And when he's about 30 years old, how old am I?
30.
I'm 30 years old. When he's about my age, he started his ministry. He began to preach and teach to people and tell them about his father and about himself, and that how whoever trusted in him could be saved from their sin. And who did he love especially?
Children.
Kids. He loved children. He loved them very much. And he loves you tonight. And he wants you to know something very important. He loves the adults in here tonight as well. And wants you to know something very, very important. And as he lived, he had a ministry a little over 3.5 years. But then the purpose that he came wasn't to heal the sick and the blind. His purpose wasn't to come to just teach and preach, but he came to what?
Die
on the cross. Right here, to die on this cross. So why? But why did he have to die? Why did he have to die? Imagine. So he can forgive us for our sin, right? Because of our sin, for the wages of sin is what?
Death.
Not only physical death, but death in hell. Yes. And Jesus doesn't want us to go there. That was created for the devil. It wasn't created for us. But because we sinned way back when? In the garden, Adam and Eve sinned, didn't they? Ever since then, we've been sinners. And Jesus wants to save you.
And he died on the cross so we could be saved. And by his shed blood, we can be cleansed. But tonight, maybe you're here and say, well, I don't think I do many wrong things. Should I have the lights turned off for that, please? Turn off the lights for me. Now this right here, we look pretty clean, don't we? We think that we do pretty good and we're clean. And I'm not a bad person, I'm a good person, right? That's how we view ourselves. But that's not how God views us. God views us in a much different light. And we have to understand that the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Does it look pure now? No, it doesn't. You can turn the lights back on. But because of what Jesus Christ did, so we're dirty on the inside. And we have to understand something. That only Jesus can save us from our sin. So this right here represents our sin. This represents all the bad things that we do. And when we realize that we're not a good person like we think we are, God sees our sin, and we have to admit that we're a sinner. And look at that. Dirty, nasty water. Is there anything that we can do about this to make it go away?
No.
Can we be good enough to make it go away?
Yes.
Can we get baptized to make it go away?
No.
No. Can we go to church and make it go away?
No.
No. How do we get it to go away? Jesus. And you know what? Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sin. This sin right here. So that we don't have to die and go to hell to pay for our sin. Jesus is the secret formula. A lot of people try a lot of different things to get peace in their heart and to get rid of the sin in their heart. But we can't do it. There's nothing you can do about it. Only Jesus can cleanse our heart from sin. This right here symbolizes the blood of Jesus. He shed it on that cross to pay for your sin. And when you ask Jesus, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When we admit our sin and realize our sin is really going to send us to a place called hell that we're never going to be able to do in heaven on our own, then we must call upon Jesus, ask Him to forgive us for our sin, that He died on the cross for our sin, and accept what He has done for us. Then He makes us clean on the inside. That's what was in our heart. Now, when we have accepted Jesus, asked Him to forgive our sin, our hearts are what?
Clean.
Clean again. That's what Jesus can do for anybody's heart. Can do for your heart. Now, if you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, something very important we have to learn, isn't there? That Jesus, when He died, did He stay dead?
No.
No, He did. Right? When we see this verse right here. Why did Jesus die? Because He loves you. Let's say it together. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Very good. Now, did He stay dead?
No.
No, what happened? Is He went into the tomb. And He lay there dead. Now, He didn't just pass out. He didn't swoon. He was dead. And He was in there 3 days and 3 nights. But what happened the third day? What happened the third day? He rose again. Right? And He rose again. And He didn't have a broken body anymore. He had the holes in His hands and His feet and the hole in His side to show that He paid for our sin. But He rose again. He's alive. You know where He is right now? He's in heaven right now. And that tells us something right here. This is from the time after 40 days on earth, He ascended up into heaven in a cloud. And He ascended there, and He went up. But why did He go up? What is He doing up there right now? What's He doing? He's what? He's waiting for us, but what is He doing while He's waiting? He's building a mansion for us. Very good. And that's what we see in John 14:2. All right, help me say it here.
John 14:2. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you.
Isn't that exciting? Now the you, is that talking about everybody? Is it? No, it's only talking about people who are God's children, right? Now, how do we become God's children? How? Well, that's part of it. By being saved. You're a child of God if you have what? Your heart?
Clean.
By who? Jesus. Very good. Okay. So, he's gone up there to prepare a place for you. Now, right here, I need my two assistants' help again tonight. So, and we know that Jesus is a master builder, isn't he? And he is making a mansion for us right up in heaven. And a good illustration of this, that Jesus created everything. The universe also, the simple what? Egg. This is an egg, right? Now, some of you remember this from last night. Some of you weren't here last night, so this is going to be interesting to you. Now, how many think that if I squeeze this egg with all of my might, that's going to break? How many think it's going to break? Some of you think. Right. Oh, a lot of you remember here last night. It's not all the time to break. Well, if I crush it from the side, it will. But, if you notice, an egg has points in the inner end. If I put it right here and right here, and I squeeze with all of my might, it won't break. Interesting. And you know what? We had Mr. Caleb try it. Now, he broke it. It almost broke his hand doing it. Okay? We can take a lot of force. It only takes so much. But, you know, one of the ways we can illustrate this and how wonderful Jesus is at making things is that these carton of eggs can hold my weight. I can step on these. Can I have Gabriel and Professor Walnut help me out, please? And that if I stand on these eggs, they should not break. This is an attempt. If I don't do it right, then one will break. But I'm going to do my best right here. And this helps remember how wonderful Jesus is in building things. Okay? I know some of you want to see egg in my feet. I know that. All right? All right? Step forward one for me. All right? We've been talking about the past this week, and we've been talking about the present. But what about the future? You know that Jesus is coming back? Did you know that? Jesus is coming back, and tonight that brings us to our last time simulation tonight. Our last one. We've been doing time simulations all week. A picture into what Jesus did. Are you ready for our last time simulation?
Yes!
I don't know if you're ready for this. Are you ready?
Yes!
To see the future?
Yeah.
All right, okay, buckle your seatbelts, close your eyes. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, countdown. 3, 2, all right, here we go. Oh, here we go. This is a picture of the future. Now, what is this? This is the tree of life. And this right here is the throne of God. Now remember, we don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but this is just a picture. You know what's going to happen? That there is going to be a new heaven and a new earth one day. This old earth is bad, isn't it? It has a lot of sin and a lot of problems. But in the future, for those that have accepted Jesus Christ, Jesus is coming back, and we're going to be caught up together with him in the clouds. Then after the events of Revelation, we're going to see a new heaven and a new earth. And you know what? Jesus is going to come back to the clouds. We're going to open. Now, do you think I can make a cloud?
Yes.
You don't think so?
Yes.
We're going to make a cloud.
Yes.
This is the experiment you've been waiting for all week. All right? So, I will say this. Boys and girls, do not try this at home. All right? Do not try this at home. Okay? This is a dangerous experiment if you don't know how to do it, okay? So, mom and dad, don't worry. You're all safe. Don't worry about it. All right, so Professor Walnut, if you hold off that for me, what I have with me tonight is liquid nitrogen. Yes. All right. Here we go. So, this stuff, now, do you, can you buy this at the corner drugstore?
No.
No, you can't. Do you ever touch this stuff?
No.
No, do not try this at home, okay? So, this, now, how many remember how cold dry ice is?
Super cold.
How do you remember? How cold?
200,
100,
0.
No, not 1,000. How many? 90 degrees below zero, right? 80 to 90. Now, how cold is liquid nitrogen? Who remembers that?
330
under zero. That's right. 330 degrees under zero. So, this is not cool. This is a lot colder than your freezer at home. A lot colder, okay? Like that. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to take our liquid nitrogen tonight, and I'm going to pour it into our bucket. All right, we're going to do that, and of course, always remember our safety glasses for this. All right, thank you, Professor Walnut. This is hot water. I'm not really sure what's going to happen here. Are you ready?
Yes!
Okay, countdown. 3, 2, 1. Coming back in what?
Cloud.
Cloud. Alright, you know what's so cool about this? Important. Look at that. Because it's polar, it wears down. Alright, very good. Alright. That's what I was waiting for all week long. Okay, there we go. Alright, okay, settle down. So, let me ask you something tonight. What if Jesus does come back? You know what? The Bible says we don't know when he's going to come back. He can come back at any moment. He can come back tomorrow. He can come back in the next 5 seconds. You know what the Bible says? No man knows. You know, a lot of people try and say, well, Jesus coming back on this day? How do you do that? Well, Jesus coming back, you've heard that. No, but guess what? They don't know because the Bible doesn't tell us. And when only God the Father knows. And when it happens, will you be ready for it? All of our kids and adults, now if you know Jesus Christ, you're ready for it. But what if you don't? And maybe you've been listening and you know, because I don't know. Can I trust Jesus? Yes, you can. He made a promise. Does he keep his promises?
Yes.
He promises to take away your sin if you but ask him tonight. Okay, in just a moment, I'm going to have a quiet time tonight. Even our parents here tonight, do you know Jesus as your Savior? He can save you tonight. The same way he saved children, he can save adults as well. And he can take away your sin forever. Not take away just for today and then have it again tomorrow. Take away forever, giving you eternal life. Life without end. Will that be wonderful? Now, some of your 8 kids this week have accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. But maybe you're one sitting here tonight and you're not sure. You're not 100% sure that you're going to heaven. You're not 100% sure you know that Jesus hasn't cleansed your heart from sin. You know you're dirty from sin. And Jesus hasn't cleansed you. You've never asked him. Would you accept him tonight? So with every head bowed and every eye closed.